in here tonight with Race You There. They just put out a new EP called Catalyst, and they're going to be sharing some songs with us tonight. So, without further ado, take it away.
Oh, control. Is it possible that something in this life has happened for me? Am I here? Am I convincible? I can't believe this is real. Must be a dream. I didn't plan to take this direction, but I'm so, so for sure, so self-assured. Walk away without the sheet below your waist tonight. I'm so, so tired of shields and shells of ammunition flying across our premonition. We'll be right back. you be a lonely thought, I'll join his friendly talk. Without our comfort and self, fall into the same routine. I think you know what I mean.
In Studio 2A with Race You There. Thanks a lot, guys, for joining us tonight.
No problem.
Yeah, I know that we want to cram in as much music as we can, so we'll keep the talking to a minimum, but I want to give you guys a chance to talk about the new release, Catalyst.
I'm really excited, and I think we're all very excited at the kind of work that we've kind of take upon ourselves to grow. Since our last work, which is Acts of Treason, which we played here last time we were here, the big, I think, focus for the writing on this EP was the same epic quality we had with ballads and stuff like that, but to make it a lot more exciting, moving, fun, you know, kind of something you'd want to more dance to if you go and see us live, you know?
Well, I think it definitely translates. How did you come together, this current lineup at least?
Well, we went through some changes. Our last drummer went to Korea to teach English.
South Korea.
Yeah, the good one.
Not the scary one.
And then our other guitarist left, and we went to go back to Craigslist basically to search for a new drummer. We've got a storied history with Craigslist. We found Jake through there, and
what can you not find him?
Yeah.
Within about a couple of weeks, we got Scott and a couple other people auditioned, and he stood out. He just stood out among all the other auditions.
Plus, he bought us a lot of drugs.
Do you have any Craigslist audition horror stories?
Well, I guess there are Craigslist horror stories, but not this kind.
That was bad.
Oh,
that was one of my jokes. Anyone that knows me knows I make those jokes.
Fair enough. So you guys had an EP release show this past weekend at Plush. How did that go?
Awesome. Yeah, really well.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. A lot of people showed up. It was great energy, and we had a lot of fun.
We had two great groups, too. We had Sketching Hysteria, who was on our last CD release, and then we had Milo DeMare, our good friends that we've been friends with for almost 2-3 years now, from Phoenix. So.
Was it your first time playing at Plush since the renovations?
Yeah, actually
it was. So
yeah, we played right before it, and then this was the first one back. So
it's really nice. I like what they did with it. I remember talking a lot with, I think it was Randy. I don't remember, but he's always there. He lives there. And I was like, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to put another stage in? Are you going to put more seating? And he's like, I don't know. We're just going to kind of play around with it. And ended up being pretty nice. So they got a great walk-around bar now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they did a great job. Do you have any other immediate plans for promoting the EP?
We are all over the online promotion right now. We sent out tons of press releases. We're just kind of, you know, waiting back. We've got a couple hits back so far. But we're, you know, going to keep pushing it for a while. It's still very new for a lot of people, so.
Of course.
We've got a good show coming up at Yucca Tap Room.
That's in Tempe, yeah. That's April 8th, Friday, and that'll be a big show.
Excellent. So. And if people want to find more information about shows online, where can they find you?
We have a brand new website, raceyouthere.com.
Oh, wow. Segue is perfect.
Perfect.
Matt hooked us up with that one. Yeah.
There we go.
But yeah, been a long time coming with the website. It's a little bare bones right now, but we're really proud to finally have that. So we don't really have to rely on MySpace anymore.
Of course, of course.
I freaking hate it.
The wasteland that is MySpace
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We'll let you get back to playing some more music. Are you going to share a few from the new EP now?
Yes, this actually is the first track off of our EP. This is my favorite song. I think it has the most crazy fun elements in it. Kind of just pulls your mind all over the place.
Excellent. Well, you're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and this is Race You There.
Posters saying, please don't take me down, things will turn around, I've borrowed your home. A trembling boy, dead temper, changing your steps, your compromise stance was slow to invest. But take my aid as a solid defense, some presence can give somebody a chance, a fighting chance. We'll be right back. some call casualties, pictures of
You're listening to Locals Only, and we're live in studio with Race You There. Thanks a lot, guys. They just played a couple songs off of their new EP, Catalyst. And I know we want to get back to more music before 10, but I want to give you a chance to introduce yourselves. So if we could just go around the room.
My name is Clarissa Dubose. I play the bass and do some singing.
My name is Jake. I do vocals and whatever else I have to, I guess. Guitar, piano, whatever.
I'm Alex, and I play guitar, keyboards, vocals, a little bit of vocals, and tambourine, and egg shaker.
And I'm Scott Truelove. I play drums, and drums only.
Yeah. As drummers are wont to do. So what was the recording process like for Catalyst? Did you record here in town?
We did. We recorded at Wave Lab Studios with Craig and Chris over there. Great mixers, engineers. They were very good with us, I think, as far as a fit, and they're very patient. And we did take a while. We did a couple mixes, actually, you know, which is a little expensive, but we really wanted our best potential to come through on this next project. So,
did you go into the studio knowing that you were going to record these four songs, or did you hone the list down?
We knew going into the studio that we were going to do these four. We like to be prepared going in.
We have a voting system, so that keeps it democratic and, yeah.
Or at least that's what you tell.
That's a word I learned in school, I guess, democratic. I didn't learn it in China, though.
Democracy can work.
Yeah, not in all bands, though. we will get back to the music. I know that you've got a few more that you want to squeeze in here before 10 o'clock. Again, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Race You There playing live in Studio 2A. So if you guys can just take us to 10 o'clock, thanks for coming in. And make sure if you like Race You There to check them out on their brand new website, raceyouthere.com. Take it away.
Just want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is a new song. It's called Seasick. Hope you enjoy it. We are gone and dead.
Thank you very much to Race You There. We've got a few more minutes to talk, unless you guys want to play something. You got okay, great. you said that's a new song. Is that planned for an upcoming release, or have you started thinking that far in advance yet?
We write stuff and then we keep refining it as we go along. And that one is probably the newest song that we've been playing regularly live. So we're testing the waters, kind of seeing how it the crowd reacts to it.
Yeah,
and stuff
we try out a lot of songs, and you know, obviously we make our best picks of what we think should go as far as production. I kind of foresee, you know, and we're still writing right now, so I kind of foresee you might see another EP in another few months, you know, another 4 that we vote, another 5 that we vote. It kind of depends on, I guess, where we want to go with our music, depending on the songs that we're writing. So
sure. Mm-hmm. Do you tend to write the songs collaboratively, or does one person bring them in mostly fully formed?
Kind of both.
Yeah, kind of both.
It depends on, I mean, any song could have a different beginning.
For the most part, mm-hmm. I usually try to have a framework of the song. Mm-hmm. Either he'll give me an idea, or I'll kind of have an idea in my head. Lorements is actually a combination of both of our ideas that kind of almost seemed wrong at first, because, I mean, that really soft riff and then the punchy, it's like he was really surprised by it. We weren't really sure, but over months of time, you kind of like, you think through it, and it turns out how you hear it, you know, on the mm-hmm. EP. So we kind of just, we take our time with it. We write songs and see, you know, what we're pulled towards.
Excellent. Something else I think that sets you apart from some of the other Tucson bands is that you have a more active than usual YouTube presence. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, we've kind of started to realize that YouTube is really important, and, you know, especially with bands and pretty much any kind of artists, it's becoming more and more popular, and, you know, see people take off overnight, you know, just based on YouTube, so.
For the best or the worst of times, Rebecca Black.
Yeah, any Rebecca Black covers in the work for you guys?
They've
fingers
said
crossed.
It to me. I'm not sure. We did do a Katy Perry cover, but... That was kind of just
he did
like
a Katy Perry cover.
I did a Katy Perry cover. I don't know. We'll see. We're playful enough. We might be in the right mood one day.
All right. As a hardworking band that's trying to sort of break in the right way, so to speak, what do you think about that Rebecca Black phenomenon?
Well,
oh. we have to say we're always, you know, troubled. Troubled, I would say. That's the word I would use.
Okay.
When we see things like that. And not necessarily because we think it's going to be a threat to just, you know, the music in America, but it's going to be a threat to a certain demographic. And it's almost like music is kind of becoming more silly. And there's not even a mediocrity. It's like below mediocrity. It's kind of funny.
Which leads me to my next point. I was planning on auto-tuning all of our next albums.
Yes.
I hope that's okay with you.
We're
going
to go even farther than what the Flaming Lips did. We're just going to go nuts.
Well, we can look forward to that then. thanks so much for joining us tonight. Again, we have Race You There here in studio. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. The Hub is up next. Thanks for tuning in and supporting community radio.